Middle class money worries, feeling the squeeze. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, many American middle class families are feeling something they haven't felt in years, and that's financial pressure. Even with decent wages, the cost of living has risen faster than paychecks. According to the Federal Reserve's 2024 report on household well-being, a growing share of middle-income adults say they struggle to cover regular and unexpected expenses, and they feel less confident about their financial futures. Inflation has pushed up the price of nearly everything: groceries, housing, insurance, utilities, childcare, and particularly health care. Now, these aren't optional expenses. They're immovable bills families must pay before they can save or spend on anything else. The Wall Street Journal recently noted that goods and services cost significantly more than they did just a few weeks ago, or excuse me, just a few years ago. Yes, wages haven't kept their pace. Essential spending eats up most of the paycheck, so modest surprises like a car repair, medical bills, or spiked insurance premiums sends families scrambling. Now, the middle class was once defined by financial breathing room. Today, many work harder just to stay afloat. Fixed costs have outpaced income growth, and the safety nets that once helped families weather financial shocks haven't kept up with modern expenses. The concept is not new. Authors Elizabeth Warren and Amelia Warren Taiyagi warned years ago in The Two Income Trap that rising fixed costs could devastate even dual income homes. Now that warning feels like reality. Middle class families aren't failing. The system is failing them. Until wages better match real living costs and core expenses like housing, childcare, and healthcare become manageable, financial anxiety will prevail. The middle class hasn't disappeared. It's just tired, stretched thin, and waiting for an economy that supports the lives that it was promised. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
If we ever had the confidence that somebody, anybody, really would make a difference and improve the situation, I mean, you're not going to look at one person.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Even really a group. But there's nobody in charge of this country who can do anything.
You know, the big one right now, of course, it's in the news, is health care.
Yeah, health care, sure.
It can be fixed, but not everybody's going to be happy.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think in time, everybody will be happy because everybody will have access to it.
And I don't remember.
When?
This. Yeah.
No, that's what I say. I think
I don't
can
see that
be
anytime
fixed.
Soon.
I agree with you 100% that nobody, no legislator has the cojones
as long as those guys in Washington have great health care, nothing's going to be changed.
That's a good point.
Effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Until one of them loses his mother because she can't pay her bills or something, and that's not going to happen. So
yeah.
We're stuck. And you know what it is? We have what the England's had for centuries, a rigid class structure.
Yeah.
There's the guys at the top, and there's the rest of us.
Yeah, and the guys at the top are getting wealthier, unfortunately. But
okay.
It's not sharing it. Share it, dudes. Come on.
Share the wealth. National Regifting Day aims to encourage the practice of regifting across the United States. You know,
before Christmas you're doing that?
That's right. Regifting refers to the
ill-timed.
Yeah. Last year's gift, see?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and giving it to somebody else under the guise of a new gift, of course. Now, my question for you, gentlemen, is this wrong?
No.
And why would it be wrong?
Well, I think
you're being cheap, okay?
As long as you dust it off, clean it up, get the teeth marks out of it, and change the batteries, you're good, you know?
Right. Or say it's a bottle of wine, only it's only half full.
There you go. Well, I do have a quick story. I regifted a wine bag.
A wine bag.
I gave somebody who did me a tremendous favor a magnum of a beautiful bottle of wine. I know it was her and her husband's favorite wines.
Nice.
And then soon after she got the gift, she sent me a picture of the tag on it. I didn't, you're rarely right on those tags that are stuck on there. But the person who had given it to me and Barb wrote, "Oh, to my favorite blonde," or something like that. Well, this woman and her husband are not blonde.
Have a great 2024.
And
the other thing is the bag said Dylan's on it. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was a nice looking bag. I figured, why throw this away? Let's just reuse it.
Don, you know bags. Listen, thank you. We'll check with you tomorrow morning.
I look forward to
Don Grant, CFP, the Bunny Tracker. Coming up, Steve and Ted here. News at the top of the hour this morning. It's just a windy day all across Kansas, and we have some facts and figures to tell you about that. President Trump speaking to the nation last night. These stories and more news coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The $500 million Champtown development in Park City announced its first restaurant and retail tenants on Wednesday, and two of them are hometowners. Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers signed a 15-year lease for almost 2,400 square feet within the 160-acre development, and Bob and Luigi's Pizzeria out of Andover signed a 10-year lease for 2,000 square feet. A Sherwin-Williams paint store has also signed on. The development is expected to get started next year and will be developed over multiple years and include a large aquarium, sports complex, movie theaters, butterfly house, Ferris wheel, hotel, and retail. Lang Real Estate also announced two of the original investors, Sean Crawford and Matt Beatty, are no longer part of the development group without giving details. A Wichita Orthodontics group with locations on both sides of the city has purchased new east side space for expansion. Santucci Orthodontics is moving a mile north from its waterfront location to near 21st and Webb behind Paris Baguette and Prime Storage. The 7,000 square foot facility will be about 30% bigger than its waterfront offices, with construction beginning in January. And Wesley Medical Center has a new chief medical officer. Lawrence Verfirth started this month after serving in the same role at another HCA hospital, Houston Healthcare Conroe. He had been in Houston 8 years. Verfirth succeeds Wichita native Lowell Ebersole, who had left Wesley in September after 6 years to become chief medical officer at HCA's Medical Research Center in Kansas City. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions for you. Is it Camptown or Champtown?
It is Champtown, as you're a winner, Steve. You're a champ.
Yeah, is that what it is? Because I copied Camptown from your email, so maybe one of us left to say the H out. It was probably me. Okay.
So I just do that to trip you up now and then.
See, and you got me. You did. You fooled me. So Champtown, so that means if you go to shop there, you're a champion then, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
And you're not at Camptown races 5 miles long.
I got doodah, you.
So. Doodah.
So is there also a loser town or runner-up town maybe? That's where I need to go.
That's Wild West World.
Yes. That was 2 decades ago, yes.
I heard what you were doing. They're going to have a butterfly house there?
They're going to have a little bit of everything. If you can't find something at Champtown eventually, you're not trying.
Well, I guess not. If you get, are you going to have anything for like an aquarium or anything of some big sharks, maybe
huge
some whales?
Aquarium? Yeah. You got baseball, softball fields, movie theaters, Ferris wheel.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
How many softball fields do you think they have?
I would guess at least 4.
Okay.
Otherwise, it probably doesn't. Go ahead.
Are there going to be art museums or anything like that?
I don't see an art museum on the schedule.
Okay. Ted, anything you want to know about Champtown? We got the Champtown expert right here with us.
Oh, Kirk, great. I usually, with these huge developments, I usually say I'll believe it when I see it.
That's exactly right.
Because there's been a lot of these that come across over the years, and then 3 or 4 years later, I'm like, hey, what about that place? They never did anything.
You know,
some of them pan out, and some of them do not.
You know, when I was a youngster growing up in West Wichita, they started this huge attraction out on West 54 called
Frontierland.
Frontierland.
And it was open for a few years.
Yeah, it was open for it. And it had little places you could go and have a Pepsi or a Coke and, you know, local vendors. And then they had gunfights as well. They staged gunfights. And like you said, after a few years, everybody left. And so we went out there and just played cowboys in there.
Wow.
And then they turned it into what? The giant, bowling alley. And then finally, the giant antique mall out there. Now,
yes.
That's something we could go for. Wichita Air Capital, Wichita Antique Mall Capital of the World. That'd be a good one, too. Champ Town.